Welcome. Welcome back. This is Domain Day for CheapWineFinder.com. And we got another wine companion podcast for a wine we wrote up on the CheapWineFinder.com website. We write up three value-priced wines every week. You know, something, usually something underneath, under $10. This time of year, this is the end of October. We're heading into November, December. We go upscale a bit. That's the time where people bringing a bottle of wine over to a friend or having friends over. And even though the wines you drink on a regular basis are perfectly good, sometimes you need a bottle to signify the event, you know, just a little bit, above. And we try to pick out a few here and there to let you know about. And what we have today as well, a cheap wine, $8.99 from Trader Joe's. Trader Joe's has been kind of stagnant for 6 months, and they just came out with two new wines. This is the Vintages Sonoma County Chardonnay 2021. In the past, Vintages wines, which has been around forever with Trader Joe's, were $6.99 wines. And from really good places like Sonoma Coast and, you know, fancy AVAs, and maybe that $6.99 for all these fancy AVAs wasn't sustainable. This is $8.99 for Sonoma County. Sonoma County's huge. There's about 15 different AVAs inside of Sonoma, all different. Every AVA signifies an area that is unique to the next area. You know, it has something, it has climate, it has soil, it has something going on that makes it different than anything else. So Sonoma's a really great place for wine. And it's huge. And so this is Sonoma County. It could be from anywhere. There's a write-up for it on the Fearless Flyer, Trader Joe's Fearless Flyer. And it says how they blended the different things together. So I imagine they went out and found a bunch of different places to get Chardonnay from, which Sonoma's full of really good places. Oh, by the way, if you want to know who made it, if you go to the California TTB government, California Wine Cola Registry, the public registry, and put in Vintages and click on the, when it comes up, the Chardonnay, you can find out. It's a small Sonoma winery. You really know who made their wines, but there they are. I don't like to out them because when they don't put their name on the label, it might not be a wine they themselves would make, you know, so it's always weird, but I will let you know how to look it up yourself if you're so inclined. If you like this wine and go, what other wines they make? Maybe I should check them out. So there you go. So it's you don't always find much information on Trader Joe's or Aldi's wines that way, but every so often you do, and the Vintages wines are in there. And so far, the two I've had, this one was made by Napa Winery. This one's made by Sonoma Winery. So, yeah, not too bad. Not too shabby. So what do we have here? This is a oaked Chardonnay, but not overpowering oak. This one's got butter and some cream and that type of things. You can tell that they went through malolactic fermentation. Malolactic fermentation, if you don't know, it happens in Chardonnay. It happens in almost all red wines, but it happens in Chardonnay, maybe Chenin Blanc, when it has oak conditioning. They don't mention what the oak conditioning was, but they do mention oak spice and that type of thing. But malolactic fermentation changes the tart natural acid in grapes to a rounded acid. And when it has oak and it has those buttery things, it kind of just kind of smooths and rounds everything off. I'm going to take a taste of this wine. Yeah, I mean, I was not, usually at $9, you're getting these lightly oaked or these unoaked wines. This one actually is, to me, oak done well. I imagine, you know, at $9, they couldn't have had too long a program and too many new oak barrels. You know, had to be, I don't know even how they did it. I don't even know if they use barrels. But it's got these nice flavors, nice rounded flavors. It's got really good acidity. It lets the flavors unfold, and it kind of gets this little thing in your, you know, where you're kind of smacking your lips a little bit. It doesn't go overboard, but it gets you thinking about that next sip. And the flavors are enough where the next sip is something you want. You know, it's like, I think I like that. So this is a really nice every day, and that's not a bad thing, because any wine you can drink every day is a good wine. Chardonnay that has a little bit of personality. You wouldn't expect it to be as well oaked as it is. And I know some people, I don't like oak. Well, every Chardonnay is different, and you don't know what you're talking about. I mean, that's just the truth. You got to taste them to see if you like them, because you're going to like some and not like others. I'm going to take another sip. Yeah, it's got a really rounded edge to it, rounded feel to it. Flavors are, nothing's large. Everything's kind of balanced, but it's ripe. I mean, there's ripe flavors. It's very much a California Chardonnay, but it's flavorful. It's rounded. It's smooth. It's got some body to it. I mean, it's a good sipping wine, but if you want to pair it with food, I think white cream pastas would work real well. Fish tacos. I'm trying to think of other things. You can, things that are kind of creamy would work well. I mean, I'm not the chef, so take a few sips and think about what you want to make. It's not a bad wine. It's a $9 wine that gets you thinking about cooking. So, how bad can it be? That's probably the wrong thing to say about a wine. But it drinks better than a $9 wine. It's the Vintages Sonoma County Chardonnay 2021. Sonoma County is a huge area. It doesn't really tell you much about it. But someone knew what they were doing and picked out good grapes and made a good wine. $8.99 at Trader Joe's. And hopefully the Vintages label is back. I've got a Thanksgiving wine coming up. Trader Joe's also came out with Pinot Noir, kind of little upscale Pinot Noir that we're going to try out, because Pinot Noir goes with turkey and the cranberry sauce and all that type of thing. So in a couple days we'll be doing that, because that's what we do three times a week, cheapwinefinder.com. This is me, Domain Dave. Like us where you like podcasts, leave comments or whatever. Hate mail, we don't care. And I'll be talking to you in a few days, so adios, keep it cheap, and till the next time, bye-bye.